At the New Hampshire State House, lawmakers don't limit debate to bills and the budget. Control of square footage in the building itself can be as controversial as any partisan policy. NHPR's Hannah McCarthy took a tour with a man who's got a set of keys to the place, even if he can't open every door.
Speaker Sean Jasper has served 11 terms in the legislature. He knows the State House better than many, but that doesn't make it any easier to give a tour.
Does the Senate have it locked? The Senate has it locked. But yes, of course, the Treasury was over here and even the Secretary of State's office.
Political capital comes in a lot of shapes and sizes at the State House, in titles, committee assignments, tenure. But real estate holdings in the building itself may be the ultimate status symbol. It's almost like a short-term rental with two roommates, the House and the Senate, who are at odds over who gets the bigger bedroom. Over the years, rooms have been traded, coveted, and withheld. And sometimes, Jasper explains, someone makes a bad deal. As we walk down the third-floor hallway, the speaker gestures to the Senate offices. Years ago, these rooms belonged to the House, which needed the space for its 400 members to do business.
And then one of the speakers traded away for what? I have no idea. Two rooms. So that the Senate, with 24 members, now actually has more square footage on this floor than the House does.
Pure floor space is one thing, but then there are the trophy rooms, particularly stately, spacious, or convenient. Like room 100, for instance, on the first floor. It's a prime piece of real estate in the State House.
It's typically locked. Oh, they forgot to lock it. I don't think the Senate president will be upset.
The space has tall ceilings and windows into the courtyard and remnant shelving from its days as the state library. The House used to control it, but the Senate has it now. As he shows me around the room, it's clear that Jasper would have gone in a different direction with the decor.
To have lost this space to, you know, somebody like me, I would have been spending a lot of time seeing what we could find for portraits for the walls. And
Jasper, a resident historian of sorts in the State House, has put a lot of effort into preserving and enhancing the space that he does control. When he became speaker in 2014, he immediately got to work on a bit of a restoration.
It's a working museum, and we weren't taking care of it that way. People weren't polishing the brass on the rails, on the doorknobs, and things were just being let to go. The woodwork wasn't being taken care of, and both Terry and I share that passion for the building.
Terry is Terry Pfaff, Jasper's chief of staff and fellow State House curator. In the House conference room, the speaker notes a colonial-style cabinet and elegant conference table. There are paintings and a flintlock on the wall rescued from Daniel Webster's homestead. In the government official version of weekend antiquing, Pfaff and Jasper have been making their State House quarters look, well, stately.
He's great at buying things like the table here, which is a huge table. It was used. We didn't pay much money for it, but he finds things in this case, talked him down on the price because we're not going to spend thousands of dollars for a new table. So he's always looking at government auction sites and gets a lot of stuff from there.
The speaker may eye the Senate conference room with some longing, but he doesn't dwell on it. He's got more basic problems to deal with, just like any other renter.
And I'd come into the State House and go, Terry, there were 6 bulbs out today. This is the State House. What are we doing with all these bulbs out? So it got to be a joke. He'd call up, you know, and say, the speaker just came in. He's upset about these bulbs. So one day I came in and I said, that's it. I've had it. Just call down, get me a case of light bulbs and a stepladder. I'm changing the bulbs myself. He got right on the phone and said, the speaker's really mad. Get those light bulbs changed now. I mean,
fresh light bulbs. No matter your politics, that's something that we can all agree on. For NHPR News, I'm Hannah McCarthy.